Welcome to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast, where we are empowering youth female athletes to play and live confidently. My name is Shay Hatto, and each week I will bring you new episodes to teach you the strategies and tools that you need in order to live a confident, empowered life, both on and off the playing field. What's up, guys, and welcome back to episode 149. As you can tell by the title of today's episode, we are going to be talking about bullying today. All right, I've been hearing a lot of stories from girls I coach and just girls, you know, on social media that are being bullied, and it's driving me insane. Nothing makes me more angry than seeing kids get bullied. So I don't care if you are getting bullied right now, if you are seeing bullying, or if you are a bully, this episode is for you. Also, parents, this episode is going to be really, really valuable for you. Coaches, this is going to be really valuable for you as well. So please really take in this episode because it's so important. So we're going to really hit three parts. Number one, we're going to talk about what to do if you are getting bullied. Okay. Number two is we're going to talk about what to do if you see others getting bullied. And there's probably going to be a lot of people in that category. And number three is what to do if you are the bully. So we're going to hit every single side of this because I'm sick and tired of seeing, you know, bullies, and I'm sick and tired of kids dropping out of sports and being so hurt physically and emotionally and mentally because of bullies, because it's not okay. So the first thing I want to say before we get into those three parts is realize that when you're getting bullied, it's not about you. It's never about you. It's about the person bullying you. It's about their insecurities and their hurt and the things that are going on with them. And they feel like they have to put you down and hurt you in order for them to feel better about themselves. All right. I know that may sound harsh, but it's the truth. If you are completely confident and love yourself, you will never bully other people. On the other side, if you're not confident, if you have a lot of things going on and there's some self, I mean, this is a strong word, but self-hatred going on, that's when bullying happens. So that's one big reason why I'm like all about confidence, because if we are all confident and we all love ourselves, we're going to love other people. Right. And when we don't, that's when bad things happen. That's when bullying happens. So let's get into this. Okay. So if you're getting bullied, there are so many different ways to handle this. And I'm not an expert on bullying. This is just so take what you want, leave what you don't want. But here's my take on it. So first thing is obviously you need to stand up for yourself. If you're getting bullied, don't just let it happen, because as soon as you start letting it happen, they're going to keep doing what they're doing to you. Okay. But on the flip side, you have to stand up for yourself, but you don't want to get angry. You don't want to retaliate, because when you get angry and when you retaliate, that's what they want you to do. They want you to react. They want you to get pissed off. So if that happens, if you get angry and you retaliate, then they're going to probably keep on doing it, right? Or it's going to result in violence, and that's never good. Right? But you have to stand up for yourself. You have to let them know that, hey, what you're doing is not okay, and I will not stand for it. I know that may be really, really, really difficult, but when a bully hears that, they're like, oh, like maybe they're not going to be easy to walk all over. Right? And that goes to my second point, is that you really be focused and aware on your body language. Stand tall. If you're getting bullied by a teammate or someone at school, like really pay attention to your body language. Keep your head up. Hold your shoulders back, because you're a queen and you need to act like one, right? So if you're getting bullied, stand tall, because bullies like to go after people that they see as an easy target. So if you got your shoulders slumped and your head's down and you're walking into class or you're walking into practice like that, they immediately think, you know what, this is an easy target. I'm going to bully them so I can feel better about myself. Right? So really pay attention to your body language. Even if you don't feel confident inside, but you portray confidence on the outside, I promise you that's going to help. It's almost the fake it till you make it type thing, which I'm not a huge fan of fake it till you make it in every situation, but in this situation, it can help. And I'm talking specifically with your body language. Okay. And the next thing is really, really, really big is do not hide it. Do not hide that you're getting bullied. Talk to a friend. Talk to a parent, talk to a coach, talk to a teacher. Like, I don't care who you talk to, but you need to tell somebody. Because number one, then maybe they can help you, right? But number two, it's like there's a lot of emotional trauma that's going to be going on if you're getting bullied, and keeping that inside is only going to make it worse, right? If you keep it inside, one day you're going to explode and it's not going to be good. So you need to find an outlet. You need to have someone to talk to confide in, to ask help, right? And especially if your bullying situation is affecting your physical, emotional, or mental health, that is when you really, really need to talk to an adult and get help. Okay. Yes, you need to still stand up for yourself, take responsibility, stand up for yourself, right? But you also need to get help. So please, please, please don't feel like just because I'm getting help means that I'm weak. That's not what it means. Getting help is actually the brave thing to do. It's much, much easier to just keep it inside and try to deal with it yourself, right? But again, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery to, number one, stand up for yourself, and number two, to ask for help. So please ask for help. And if you don't have anyone to talk to about it, or you don't have a good friend, or you don't want to, you know, talk to someone about it, talk to me. You don't have to, but feel free to send me a message, talk to me, and I'll just let you vent. I'll let you talk, or I'll give you advice, whatever you need. Right. I just want to let you know that if you don't have anyone else, even if you do have other people, I'm here for you. Right. So that's if you are getting bullied. Okay. If you're getting bullied. Now, number two, and this probably happens a lot, is if you see somebody getting bullied. So I'm sure everyone in their life has seen someone get bullied, right? Maybe some of it's really blatant, and maybe some of it's a little bit more subtle, right? Teasing, bullying, right? It could be just a simple teasing, making jokes. We'll consider that bullying because it is. Okay. So first thing is kind of a perspective, is put yourself in, and the person that's getting bullied, put yourself in their shoes, right? If you were the one getting bullied, would you want someone to help you and stand up for you? Absolutely. Or would you want everyone to just stare at you, walk away, laugh at you? No, of course not. So put yourself in their shoes. This is our society as a whole. We need to stop just seeing the world through our lens, and we need to start looking at other people's perspective. So this is where this starts, is seeing it from their perspective. Would you want help? Yes, you would. Would you want people to stand up for you? Yes, you would. So that's where we're going next, is stand up for them. Stand up for them. Tell the bullies that it's not okay. Tell them that what they're doing is not cool. Okay, is not cool. And really put yourself in like a leadership position here. Because if you're just a follower, you're going to go follow the bully in, because that's the easy thing to do. You're going to laugh. You're going to stay in the gossip. But if you're a leader and you stand up, you're putting yourself out there. You're making yourself vulnerable by standing up for the person that's getting bullied. And that's what true leaders do. That's what true leaders do. They stand up for other people that need help. So I cannot stress this one enough, because if you're in this category, if we were to just really get better at standing up for people, like, oh, it would be so insane how much better the world would be, how much better your team would be, how much better your school environment would be. Like, just take it upon yourself. I want you to make a commitment. The next time you see somebody getting bullied, whether you're friends with them or not, it could be some random girl or boy that you've never met in your life, but you see them getting bullied in the hallway, like, stand up for them. And standing up for them doesn't always mean that you have to like engage with a bully, but it could even mean like taking that girl or boy aside and just walking with them and letting them know that, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk. So I'm going to go over that again. One, you can either engage and tell the bully like, hey, this isn't okay. But either way, even if you don't want to engage with the bully, that's okay. But either way, you should try to let the person know, the person getting bullied, that you're there for them. Lead them out of the situation. Say, I'm here for you. That's not okay. Like, you know, like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm here for you. Let me know if you need anything. Befriend them. You don't have to become best friends, but just let them know that it's not their fault for getting bullied. All right. So make a commitment. The next time you see someone in need, hurting, you're going to stand up. You're going to be a leader, and you are going to help them. Okay. So number three, I got to take a deep breath on this one because I'm going to try to come at it from a place of me not being emotional and angry about it, but me coming from a place of seeing the perspective of the bully. Okay. I'm going to do my best. So if you are the person bullying other people, first thing you need to do is take a long, hard look inside. Okay. Here's some questions you need to ask yourself. Why do I feel the need to hurt other people? What's going on in my life where I feel like I have to put other people down to feel better about myself? And I'm going to say this in the most loving way possible, but the reason why you're bullying other people, it's really all about you. It's because maybe there's something going on at home, right? And if there is, I'm sorry about that. Maybe there's something about yourself that you don't like. Right? So really take a long, hard look inside and ask yourself, why am I bullying? What good is this serving? Is this making me feel better? Because you know what? I promise you, like maybe in the moment, putting someone else down makes you feel better for a second or a couple minutes. But in the long term, you are doing damage to them, but you're also doing major damage to yourself. Putting other people down will never solve your problem, your insecurities, whatever is going on. It will never solve that. It's just kind of hiding it. And the more you bully, the deeper that problem gets. So if you've got something going on and you're having a hard time dealing with it and you're bullying people as a result, take a step back and ask yourself why you're doing it. Also seek help, right? Maybe there's some really hard things going on at home. And you need to seek help, just like the person getting bullied. A lot of the time, the person who's doing the bullying has a lot more going on with them internally than the person getting bullied. So maybe it's time for you to seek help. If you find yourself bullying because there's some things going on inside, ask for help. See a therapist. I see a therapist. Everyone should see a therapist, right? We all have crap that goes on in our life that we need to get out. Talk to a friend. But really, really put yourself again in their perspective, in their shoes. Like if you wouldn't like something done to you, then you shouldn't do it. If you wouldn't like someone to bully you, don't do it. If you wouldn't like someone to steal from you, don't do it. If you wouldn't like someone to talk crap behind your back, don't do it. It's as simple as that. If you don't want someone to be mean to you, do not be mean to them, because what goes around comes around. So, to sum it up with, if you are the bully, take a look inside. That's number one. Number two, stop whatever you're doing, because what you're doing hurting other people is only hurting you. It's hurting them and it's hurting you, and it's making our world a more volatile place. And I know that's not what you want. I know you want good things. So you need to start with yourself and take responsibility, because your actions, that's all you. So also don't blame your circumstances on why you're bullying, because just because you have stuff going on, there's other ways to cope with that. There's other ways to handle that, AKA see a therapist, seek help. All right. So I hope this episode helped you, right? We just need to remember that a lot of times the bullies are ones that are externally the ones that look confident, but deep down, they are the least confident people there are. And that's why they put people down, right? So never, even though a bully may be, let's say they're cool, or they seem cool, or they're likable, don't ever follow those people, because those people are not the people you want to follow. Instead, step up, be a leader, stand up for yourself, stand up for other people, stand up for what you believe is right. All right. And if this episode hit a chord with you, share it with a friend. Share it with a friend, share it with a teammate. If you're a coach, share this with your players, because I know there's so much bullying that goes on in teams, whether it's the new girl or they're a different race or they're a different sexual orientation. Like, we need to stop bullying other people for being different than us, for being different than you. So parents, coaches, teachers, girls, please share this episode with one person, because this episode, I'll be honest, there's probably not a more important episode that I've ever done than this episode. And I don't know why it's taken me so long. All right. So please, let's get this word out there. If we can just change, help one girl that's getting bullied, or help one bully to stop getting bullying, that's totally going to create a ripple effect. Because if a bully bullies one person, they're probably going to bully people their whole life until they figure out what's going on. Okay. So share it with one person. Let's create a ripple effect. Sounds cheesy, but let's make this world a better place. And by you sharing this episode, you are making the world a better place. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.